You are listening to The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. Thanks for joining us this morning. You know, State Labor Director Scott Murakami has been on full throttle since the cascade of jobless claims began pouring in. Add to that the stress of efforts by thieves from other countries trying their darnest to file claims ahead of those Hawaii residents who need the money. Murakami says it's a shame to see people trying to take advantage of this crisis at the expense of those who are really hurting.
What I can tell you is that we have continued our actively engaging in fraud detection all through the start of COVID-19. And that was some of the challenges in making sure that we administered the trust accurately and properly, I should say. So we have detected about 7 cases within our traditional UI program that we're investigating now. We have a special activities unit that follows up on any type of possible fraud cases.
Are those checks that were paid out?
You know, not all of them are paid. I don't know how many were paid, but I know a lot of them we catch before the actual payments go out. That's pretty much the process of what we do. We have heard of people reporting to us that they had been victims of previous cases of identity theft, and subsequently individuals had filed unemployment claims on their behalf. So HPD has been notified about it, both through the claimants, and I think our office has made contact with them. But if any of your listeners receive a notification saying that a monetary process was run on them, that's an official notice that comes out from our department. So please, by all means, get in contact with us, and we'll follow up with them. And the cases that we have seen with that have been related to previous cases of identity theft.
Have you heard anything from federal investigators at all?
Not directly in regards to a Hawaii case, but we have been in contact with them regarding the national scene, and I think it was the Canary Group that was going around committing some of these fraud cases. So we have regular contact with through the U.S. Department of Labor and the Justice Department, and they advised us as to any types of global or international or national crime syndicates that are running that are trying to fraudulently process claims.
It is disheartening because often prosecution of those cases can be very difficult and time-consuming when they're from foreign countries.
It is very disheartening. I'll tell you that we also had cases that we know of that we've caught where individuals had filed from other states. So we did have a case where somebody from, I believe it was Maine, had filed an unemployment claim within our state, as well as somebody from Arizona. And, you know, it's really disheartening to hear of these things happening. But, you know, it's unfortunate that some people, it just brings out the worst in certain people. It's very difficult to come to terms with things like that, not just for myself, but I'm sure for our whole community to try to be pulling together. You know, we've got a lot of people who are coming out to the convention center trying to help out, and it's disheartening to them as well to hear that people are doing things like this. You know, and all we can do from our side is remain vigilant in trying to stop them. But inevitably, you know, when you're looking at 250,000 claims that are currently in our system, you know, it's tough to be sure that everyone is going to be accurate, although we do our very best to do that. And there's a lot that I can't share about how we do that. But we do remain vigilant in monitoring these claims and making sure that we're protecting the trust to the best ability that we have, as well as the federal dollars that we're paying out.
What's the latest snapshot on claims that still need to be processed?
There are about 63,000 claims that remain to be processed. And these are the ones that had some type of issue that was or error on the claim that needs to be cleaned. Right now, it's less than 20%. It's less than 25% of the claims that we've received that need to be processed. The rest of them have either been denied or have been paid out. And we paid out a total of 140,599 claims. And that amount has come out to be $774,446,124. And that's both in terms of federal dollars and the state unemployment insurance trust fund. In total, when you include the POOR program, the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program has processed just over 38,000 claims, and that program has paid $177 million. When you total up all of the programs that we're running now, all three programs, we've paid $948,101,262. So we've paid just, you know, about $50 million shy of $1 billion in benefits to the people of Hawaii. So clearly we've been trying our best to get through the remaining 63,000, which remain our primary concern.
And that number is staggering. I know when we last talked, you were worried about running out of money. Where are we at with that?
Yeah, so right now, as of the 20th of May, the trust fund had $399,586,532. And that's because we're still receiving payments into the trust fund. And the trust only covers the portion of state unemployment insurance benefits. So, you know, we still have funds there. We anticipate the fund expiring on June 18th. And I think the total amount we've requested was $1.3 billion in an advance from the U.S. Department of Labor that will come from the Treasury. That advance, it gets filed, the request for the advance gets filed every quarter. So we had filed it back in March to make sure that we were prepared for any type of, because we didn't know what exactly what the cash flow was going to be, the situation was going to be like, we filed it early to make sure we were prepared in the event that we had a shortage within that first quarter. We will be filing another one, of course, when the next quarter becomes due, so we're ready to make sure that we can continue paying benefits to Hawaii's claimants.
And you had talked about, you know, running out sooner if you had paid additional monies, and if you had just paid the basic number that, you know, you could stretch those dollars a little bit longer.
That's correct. The initial assessment we made was that the trust fund would exhaust on the 10th of May. There are a couple of things that were different with that forecast. The first thing was that we weren't sure how much we were going to continue to receive in unemployment contributions from Hawaii's businesses. So we had made the assumption that for the most part that would go down to zero. And that's proven not to be true. We are still receiving trust fund payments from Hawaii's businesses that are still operating. The other thing is we have to make some assumptions about the overall cash flow situation and when we'd be experiencing the payment. So those things actually kind of, when it really turned out, the way it turned out was that what we're anticipating now is the June 18th exhaustion date.
All right, but hopefully we'll have that fund replenished with the federal money.
Yes.
And what can you tell us about the cases where employees maybe don't want to go back to work, even though they have been called back, because they're getting more money on unemployment?
So a couple of things. Our employers file with us electronically to notify us that an employee has been offered work. And so when you are offered work from your employer, you need to return. If you're concerned about the safety factors about COVID-19, we do have some information on our website that's provided by our HIOSH division that explains which types of occupations have different risks and what the employer should provide for you for ensuring your safety. But those things being considered, and individuals need to go back to work when they're offered the jobs from their employers. Of course, there could be some extenuating circumstances, but for most cases, you need to go back to work. Now, an employer will notify us that one of our claimants has been offered work. And what will happen is that at that point, if the claimant has refused to accept the job, we will, in all probability, terminate the benefits for that individual. Now, the individual does have a right to appeal that. But at that point, if the individual is declined benefits, you have to remember that there's a lot of people out there looking for work. So if someone else accepts that job, you could rightfully be in a situation where you completely have disqualified yourself from being a recipient of unemployment insurance benefits and having a job.
So that's the risk you take.
Absolutely. So, you know, there might be some short-term benefits or incentives for people to not return to work. But the reality of it is that, you know, it is very short-sighted to do that. And, you know, you may get the check until I think it's the 29th of July. After that, all bets are off, and you need to find a way to return to gainful employment.
There are a number of people in the state that are on, I think, the 89-day contract or emergency hires, and I know there have been some executive orders about, you know, exemptions. I think the Attorney General's office may have some investigators that are on contracts like that. But can you talk generally just about how that all works? Because I think there may be some, like, teachers within DOE that might be on that 89-day contract.
So as I understand it, we actually do have people hired on 89-day contracts, and they can work, I believe, full-time up to 89 days. And what happens is they don't accrue any kind of health care benefits, and they're exempt from Hawaii's prepaid health care law. So those individuals actually are people who come on and help us with any type of episodic increases in workloads that we have. And certainly that's the situation here. We have a few people on the 89-day hire status, but for our department, we have been hiring people as regular employees with a not-to-exceed date so that we can actually have them better prepared, not only for to help us now with the current increase in UI claims, but also for any type of upcoming issues that we may see related to COVID-19 or that are related to economic recovery.
Well, are those folks eligible for unemployment benefits after that contract expires?
It really depends on the total wages that they've earned, because that would only be an 89-day period. So it depends if they had previous employment. We would then look at their entire amount of wages that they've earned. So just being an 89-day hire in and of itself would not necessarily qualify you. It's the total wages they've earned and over what duration of time. So if they've earned it over a period of time that qualifies them for benefits, then they certainly would be eligible for it. But if it was if it just was one time of a casual hire for 89 days, they may not have adequate funding or adequate wages within their historic monetary period to qualify for UI.
Okay. And then I know you've got lots of help down there at the convention center, which is, wonderful that people have volunteered, a lot of state government workers, because they saw the need. Anything you want to say to all those folks who stepped up to help you?
I couldn't tell them thank you enough. I go to see them every day. I try to go twice a day when I can, but I try to make it a point to thank them for all they've done, but it's not just them, it's all of the supervisors behind them that have encouraged them to come out and help us. All of the leadership at all of the unions that have come out and encouraged people to come out and help us, especially with HGA, HTA, and with UPA. It's just really, there's the one side of the coin where we face all of these fraud issues and these people who are, just trying to take advantage of us. But, when I go to a convention center, it's just really heartwarming to see all of these people coming out to help our claimants. So to all of them, I just have to say again, thank you for all that you're doing.
That was Scott Murakami, State Labor Director, talking about the progress being made processing the claims of the tens of thousands of people who have lost their jobs due to COVID-19 health and economic crisis. Our unemployment rate has gone from 2.6% to 22% in April. The unemployment fund in Hawaii is set to run out June 18th unless it gets an infusion of federal money. Murakami says looking forward, even though the state UI system needs to be modernized, he doesn't see switching to a new computer system right away. He says if we are to do a switch, it needs to be done right.